The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Immigration enforcement is disrupting the lives of U.S. families. In this political climate, it is essential that non-citizens know their rights. I'm Lindsay Wunrow, chair of the Chicago Bar Association's Immigration Law Committee. Non-citizens have the right to remain silent and the right to request to see an immigration judge. Seek advice from a licensed attorney or accredited representative. While notaries may offer legal advice at a reduced cost, they are not licensed to practice immigration law and often cause irreparable harm.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, management, insurance, security, landscaping, energy, plumbing.
Wow.
You want to hook up with over 300 exhibitors, free seminars, and advice? You want to network with your peers?
All of this for free?
Yep. October 22nd.
I'll be there.
Bet you're building assets you will. Get registering now at ChicagoCondoShow.com. Chicagoland's biggest and best condo, HOA, co-op, and apartment expo. The Cooperator Expo, Tuesday, October 22nd at McCormick Place, Chicago Condo Show.
Pros know there's a lot more to a tile job than tile. But here's something even pros don't know. The Home Depot's just lowered prices on tile essentials. Grout, mortar, backer board, sponges, everything a pro needs to do the job. And know this, we won't be beaten on flooring prices. Guaranteed. Well, what do you know about that? New lower prices on tile essentials for the pro. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Tomorrow night, join Joe Ostrowski for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 at Old Tinley Pub in Tinley Park. Enjoy the broadcast, enter for a chance to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Olin Krutz from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
The Wildcats host Iowa this Saturday at Ryan Field, a Big Ten West matchup. Limited tickets remain on sale. Buy now at nusports.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Off the post. It's a doink. Doink King.
Oh, there you go. The Doink King made an appearance. Just when you thought that the doinking was over.
That would cheer Bears fans up a little bit.
Come on, that makes you happy. Another man's misfortune. It's not your misfortune.
Cody Parkey doinking them for the Titans.
That's
now.
Right. But, hey, think about it. Eddie Pinheiro getting it done. One thing you don't have to worry about is the field goal kicker.
And Cody Parkey did kick a field goal.
And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustino.
Let me see if I can get Cordero.
Go ahead.
Hey, Cordero, can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was great. How about Kevbo? Should we thank Kevbo?
Yeah.
He's Kevbo, as in wino. That's him. And Ray is not here, but we should thank Ray just out of, you know.
Ray worked hard yesterday.
Horse binders and earmuffs.
And Chris Dickens. Thank you, sir.
Ooh. Bless
you. You're a great man. And now is the time in the program where we get to talk to Dan and Connor.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys.
We were having the most Bernstein and McKnight pre-show conversation earlier, spending our time debating, is it technically ironic that the one aspect of the Bears that's reliable is their place kicker?
Ah,
Is that like the firehouse burning down?
It is.
Is that the definition of ironic?
That's what we're wondering. Yeah. Is it a sufficient
example?
What
would Alanis Morissette say?
Wow. Well, that's just contradiction. The firehouse burning to the ground is the ultimate example. But the fact that right now, the fact that the cruel joke of the Bears having gotten the kicker right amidst everything else being wrong has got to be on the irony spectrum somewhere.
I think they enjoyed it more when the biggest question was Cody Parkey and would he hit another upright or not, because that's when life was much simpler.
Yeah, when the biggest thing that was affecting your team was something that Matt Nagy could just cut away and send aside, not have to look at anything that was an awful performance yesterday.
Just awful. And I really was getting texts from people who were turning off the game.
Yep.
That was like, there's no point in this. It's over. Why would I waste any more of my Sunday with it?
My kid left. He's like, well, that's it. I'm gone. And went downstairs to play video games.
First quarter?
No, right after the start of the second half. It was MLB The Show for him. That was, he was just.
There was a fumble like, there.
There's just something about a team that comes out and gets a punt blocked on the first series that says they're not ready to play.
How about the play calling on the three and out, and just the desperation that is evinced by some of the play calling? I don't know. You've got a quarterback who he looks like his circuit board is fried. That he's operating like when your computer has got a virus or something's been downloaded, like that hard drive needs to be wiped clean or started in safe mode and rebooted, because that's just trash. And he's not seeing anything properly. And even when he does see something properly, he can't respond to it properly. I don't know what the hell's going on.
That's the scary thing for me, because you know the last people in town to bail on Mitch Trubisky will be the Bears. And it makes sense. That's not necessary. I mean, they drafted him. They identified him. They put their faith in him. They started him. So now the question becomes for them, this whole idea of like making it a safe offense and just kind of protecting this Super Bowl caliber defense, that's gone. That's out the window, right?
Yeah, that's out the window.
What's the most important thing here? Is it making sure that your offense can click again, or is it just trying to salvage Mitch Trubisky?
No, it's your offense.
Don't leave the defense on the field for 37-plus minutes.
Brutal.
It's just, well, it's cruel.
It's absolutely brutal.
And to run an offense where you have the coach after the game say basically that if you're only going to get 2 yards on a run, well, then you can't run the ball. I need plays. Isn't the whole theory of running the football that you wear people down and you run the ball better late and it opens up all these other things? It just, the abandonment of the run was so horrific.
It happened opening night.
But the kid, Montgomery has one carry in the first half.
Yeah.
That's too many. Then he fumbles, so you go back to him one more time.
That's right.
You traded up for him.
He's got the ball in his belly and the entire right side of the field open, and the quarterback pulls it back to make a contested throw into double coverage.
Yeah, those run pass options have to be less option. And just kind of tell him what read to make and what to do. Or just put a running back and a fullback in the backfield together and just try to run downhill as much as you can until they stop you.
They're not doing that.
No, they're not trying that.
I've come all the way over to this side of the field here. You know, I'm happy to run the offense like Northwestern in 95. Like, I'm ready. They're not doing it. They will not change it. And that's why I asked the question about, like, what's the difference here? What do you make your priority? Trying to find some sort of offense that really actually works, or salvaging Mitch Trubisky, because you picked your future of the franchise when you drafted Mitch. And I don't think the two things are the same.
Salvaging your season outweighs the need to salvage Mitch Trubisky.
It's always about wins.
Yes.
It's always about wins.
It has to be.
Then run the Wildcat with Mitch. then make him part of the...
You got to have a conversation about your quarterback. Who gives you your best chance to win on Sunday? You just have to have the conversation.
But that's it.
That guy's not on the roster.
That's it. If the answer is not Mitch Trubisky right now, that's over. Right? If you start Chase Daniel, you cannot then tell the world that this is still going to be the guy you got to make some contract decision on. And this is it. There's too much evidence.
I think the contract conversations are so far out in the future that it seems almost like folly to consider that.
You know, what's eating at me, what is really first and foremost to me, is Matt Nagy earned a great deal of trust. And he's burned through so much capital now. We spent an entire summer with him saying, you know, we know what we're seeing in practice. We revisited some of it last week, talking about where to set that standard for this offense. And, well, you know, we're operating at such a level now. Mitch is night and day. We've got Helfert stuff and Nagy stuff. We don't need to play our guys in exhibition games because we know what we see in practice. Prepare, prepare, prepare. And opening night, they dribbled down their leg. Again, abandoned the run. Again, it was not what they were seeing in practice. So maybe the London thing, they get a little bit of an anomaly. Oh, it's a one-off. It's a travel. It was different. Circadian rhythm, blah, blah, blah. We've got a bye week. We're going to ruthlessly self-scout. We're going to fix it. We know what we're doing. And then that is two examples already within a given season of a coaching staff telling you it's going to do something and utterly failing in front of you. That's terrifying. They don't know what they're seeing. They don't know how to fix it.
I think everyone's got a pretty good read on who the Bears are and where they're at. And I'm talking about opposing teams. Now, again, it's the game is matchups. So the 2-5 Chargers come in, and maybe the Bears turn it around. Maybe they get back in the mix a little bit. Maybe. But there's not a lot to believe in based on what we saw the last two games over 3 weeks.
When you can't run the football effectively and you can't commit to it and you can't stop the run, your coaching staff's going to look pretty dumb.
Look around you, by the way. I mean, maybe you get a win against the Chargers. That's great, but that's the wrong conference, and it's certainly the wrong division.
Any win,
No, it's desperate time. You know, with the old adage in the league, everybody can lose a game. It happens. You lose two, oh my gosh, okay, that's not good. You lose three, someone gets fired. You lose three, your season's ruined. You cannot lose to the Chargers. You can't lose another home game. You really can't.
No.
That's difficult to expect given what you've seen and given who they play.
With 10 left, it kind of feels like winning six of those.
Well, they were 3-3 last year, Connor.
Yeah, I know.
They were 3-3 last year.
Believe me. I know. Somebody told me about that. I feel like I heard that a couple of times last night, David.
Yeah.
Winning six feels like a miracle.
Well,
just look at the simple math of it. I mean, forget the schedule and who's on it.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was an opportunity for the Bears. We talked about it being a statement game. Yeah, the statement was, we're not very good.
Yeah, that was the statement.
Nope. And that team gets their Hall of Fame quarterback and best offensive player back at some point.
I really thought when Alvin Kamara was out, that I thought, well, that's really a bad deal. I know Latavius Murray. I know what he is. I've seen him play. He's not Alvin Kamara. And then you also throw in the tight end. You would think at some point that this would be an advantage Bears. I also made the terrible blunder of saying I thought Teddy Bridgewater was due for a lapse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think they'd go undefeated with Teddy Bridgewater stepping in for Drew Brees. I really didn't. At some point, the likelihood is low enough.
I would not bring Brees back if it were me. I'm just saying. No one cares about them. Ever. No, but I'm saying next week.
Oh, no, I'd give them another week. Yeah.
They play Arizona next week, and Arizona's now 3-3-1.
Yeah.
But then they have a bye after that. So if you gave him one more game off, you get the 2-for-1.
Because this is a team that has realistic Super Bowl aspirations, and we saw the difference between a team with realistic Super Bowl aspirations and a pretender yesterday at Soldier Field.
And the visual I'm left with is when the headset goes out and the panic on the sideline. It's you need 2 yards.
They don't have anything to
right.
do.
Can't you just look, hey, Mitch, get us 2 yards.
Right.
You got this.
But you thought the power went out at Soldier Field.
Right. Don't think, oh my God, we can't talk to Mitch. We can't tell him what to do. Mitch is still like, duh. I mean, then, seriously.
I was waiting for the bear raid sirens to go off.
Right. I mean, it's just like,
the communication system is down. The communication system is down.
Our quarterback is incapable of getting guys lined up and gaining 2 yards. 2 yards.
ludicrous.
God, seriously, I think there are quarterbacks out there that would turn it off. Luke turned off his targeting computer, right? And he just say, you know what, I got this. Here, you go over here. You go over here. And you get 2 damn yards. And I don't need to get out of my head.
They still
was
had
that a
3 seconds.
Star Wars reference in the middle of that, right? That's awesome.
Well, the new trailer comes out at halftime tonight. I mean, not excited about that? No, they still had 3 seconds.
Really get much into that.
They still had 3 seconds to get that play off. Whatever they ended up coming up with, still had the time, called the timeout because they didn't trust them.
How will you handle this?
It's a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday that features Patrick Manley, the WSCR Ameristar pregame host at 10, Rich Campbell of the Tribune at 11. We got giveaways, 2 chances at $1,000 cash, and access to tomorrow night's Bears Radio After Dark event with Roquan Smith. But this is what crisis mode looks like for a football team that has gone at breakneck pace from Super Bowl contender to NFC also-ran. It is not pretty.
Work in some Wisconsin conversation too, please.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That'll be fun.
See you, Connor.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the game with all of our shows and team of football experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built for Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
This Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. To paraphrase Cole Porter on Saturday, I got a kick from Champaign and Urbana too. The University of Illinois, which was a 30-point home underdog, shocked number 6 Wisconsin 24-23 on a walk-off 39-yard field goal by James McCourt. It was the Illini's biggest victory since a 28-21 upset at top-ranked Ohio State back in 2007. For Coach Lovie Smith in his fourth season at the helm, it was his biggest win since the Bears defeated the Seahawks 35-24 in the 2010 NFC Divisional Playoffs. Our program, we needed to get a signature win, Smith said following the upset. I was just hoping today was the day, and the day finally came. Now the question is, can Illinois finish strong and earn a bowl bid? It still has eminently beatable Purdue, Rutgers, and Northwestern on the schedule. Good luck to Lovey and the boys. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Monday Night Moneyball. Check out HootersMoneyball.com to learn more right now.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to RocketMortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.2.
Ever wonder why you don't hear more podcasts by lawyers? Me too. Hi, I'm Jonathan Amarillo, the Chicago Bar Association's Young Lawyer section. Our new At the Bar podcast features refreshing and candid conversations with some of the legal community's most influential voices. We bring you lively and unscripted chats about legal news and a wide range of trending issues, from gun violence to divorce and addiction. Listen to At the Bar by downloading the Legal Talk Network app, or by finding us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever the finest podcasts are given away for free.
1925 Mediterranean house. The bathroom was the last thing that we hadn't touched. We knew it was going to be a heavy-duty job because there was brick on top of brick on top of brick, and we also needed a gas fireplace removed.
We are talking today with mega customer Allison Mason of Evanston.
The price they quoted me was great. We thought it was going to be a 2-day job. It ended up being almost 3 days. He came out and said, I'm hoping to get this done in 2 days, but I would be surprised. Said, but don't worry, we'll still keep it at the same quote. So that was great. I've already recommended them to at least 4 or 5 friends that have some renovation projects coming. I'm very grateful. And we'll use them again for sure.
One mega call does it all.
847-658-8989.
847-658-8989.
Megapros.com.
One mega call does it all.
Now you can make your home perfect for this year's holiday card with furniture and decor from HomeDepot.com. With everything from linen couches to luxurious throw pillows, you know that holiday card is going to be flawless. Well, as long as nobody blinks this year. Now get free delivery and easy in-store and online returns. Plus, save up to 25% on furniture and decor. Only at HomeDepot.com. More saving. More kinds of doing. U.S. only. Valid through November 3rd. Limitations apply.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times, as represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations limited time only.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You gotta put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Boomer Esiason.
You know, I always thought that Dan Marino has like a PhD in the NFL. Like, you put him on a football field, he just looks right, he feels right. It's his place of comfort. And it just looked different than everybody else. And I would say the same thing about Patrick Mahomes this generation. Peyton Manning was the same way. Like, they just feel so comfortable on the field, processing all of it under the high pressure, the psychological pressure, the anxiety, you know, sometimes makes players do stupid things on the field. I think Mitch is more than bright enough to be able to play at a very high level and to absorb an entire playbook, but it hits everybody at a different moment. You know, like, I'll never forget my rookie year. I thought I was the dumbest guy on the football field. I had no clue to what the hell I was doing.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Picking up a box at your local grocery store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Real ID.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Big week for Matt Nagy. This is a what you got week because this is a must. You're at home. You're coming off the bye. You're getting your quarterback back. You're facing a Saints team without Drew Brees and probably without Alvin Kamara. They're not in their preferred fast track climate control.
Nope.
This is a week where you have something to prove.
Well,
O'Donnell inside his 15-yard line. Oh, the punt is blocked, and it goes out of the back of the end zone. The Saints special teams unit comes up with the first big play of the game, and it's a safety for two. Taysom Hill in motion right to a bunch set. He'll get the throw on a one-step barrel. Here he goes, right up the gut, into the end zone with a touchdown. 4 yards and a 25-10 lead.
Here's the handoff. Latavius Murray waltzes into the end zone for the touchdown, and the Saints
with a complete destruction of the Bears today.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
It's a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on The Score, brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. Bernstein and McKnight. Patrick Manley joins us at 10. Rich Campbell will give us his thoughts at 11. And we have giveaways. You got to be listening for your opportunity, two of them, to win $1,000 cash. You got to listen for the text keyword. And we're also going to give away access to tomorrow night's Bears Radio After Dark at Carmine's on Rush with Roquan Smith. And be listening for the cue to call if you want to win that. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR of The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to text? Please do. 67011. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK.
Yep, still is. Right? Haven't changed it.
He's at C1 McKnight.
Also true.
I am at Dan_Bernstein. And you have to download the brand new redesigned radio.com app.
So I'm listening to the Bears postgame show last night on 670 The Score via the radio.com app. And I thought that I'd heard one of the callers called Hub. And Hub was very upset. It was in and out of it, but Hub was very upset that the caller was using fake news. So Hub called him out for the fake news, and I hit the rewind. I was like, fake news? Hub never does this. So I hit the rewind button three or four times, made sure I listened to the caller, and the caller was basically just saying that Matt Nagy was a complete and total fraud, and Hub called him out. That's fake news. So I hit the rewind button. I was able to make sure I got it right. The radio.com app, man, it gets you all kinds of good stuff.
You can also interact with the show on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And that radio.com app, by the way, is great. And it helps you stream The Score on all your mobile devices.
Download it.
Yeah, we have producers. They are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. The Mexicutioner is out today. It's Christopher Dickens in the back doing what the Mexicutioner does. This segment is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50 plus get a week of protein-packed shakes. Free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. Yeah, it can't happen like that. It cannot happen like that. The answers have to come from somewhere, and they have to be real answers, not just, yeah, well, we'll get to the why part of it, and I still believe in this, I still believe in that. That was that's the wheels off, and this is a completely legitimate crisis. And every fan meatball theory, every stupid thing for which I would normally yell at you, is absolutely fair and demanded.
312-644-6767. Dan said it. It's fine. Anything meatball you want to throw out onto the table today.
Because I'm there. I'm that guy.
You're free to go.
I'm that guy. Look, Mitch sucks.
Frank's, Bob's, to your cell phones.
Assemble.
Assemble. Now is your morning. Call the show.
I mean, that he's fried.
It looks rough.
He's fried.
What? I mean, listen. That the Bears franchise, the fate of it is now, I mean, listen, we knew it rested on Mitch to begin with, but now you know what Mitch looks like and you know what he's capable of and what he's not capable of.
He looked better under Dowell Loggins.
It was stunning to me. Stunning. There's three different throws all last night and everybody's pointed him out and it matters again. There is a wide, wide miss on Taylor Gabriel running a corner route that he can't connect with. That's the one he said he was ripping during practice all week. Really comfortable with that throw. That's why it's in on third. And for a guy who's a self-admitted reps guy, a guy who has to hit it a couple of times before he feels comfortable putting it together in a game, a guy that needs the reps to make sure that it works, to miss that throw when you've gotten it all week in practice, that's brutal. There's the overthrow to 17 again. And then there's the throwaway. Dan, a throwaway.
On fourth down.
On fourth down.
On fourth down.
Go Bears! A throwaway.
Well, we're going to live to fight another day. Yeah, well, you don't have possession anymore.
That's it. That was your day. That the day ended when you threw it over there. You have to throw it to a guy in a jersey. The same jersey you're wearing, Mitch. Preferably that guy.
But the fear in their eyes when the headsets went out. Oh my God! What are we to do? You know what? Just, I don't know, gain 2 yards somehow. Line them up. Call a play.
It's like they were unclear whether they were even still playing the game. The headsets went out and they were like, oh, wait, do we leave now? Or do we go home? What are we doing? Who's doing what?
What am I supposed to do?
And then,
come on, man.
The best part, my favorite part of that little nightmare was they got the play call in.
And then called a timeout.
Despite all of it. Despite all of the chaos, the lack of trust, the complete, you know, I mean, I thought that play would go nowhere because they walk out there, Dan, and it's five wide. They need a handful. It's five wide. I'm going, oh, this ain't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then they call the timeout with 3 seconds left on the clock.
Everybody knows it's going to Allen Robinson anyway. Right?
Two-ish. Okay, it had gone from 3 to 2, and they call the timeout because they still had a chance to run the play, and they realized that everything we'd done in the last 20 seconds, oh, that was horrible, and we need to fix that. That can't happen.
Watch it again, because he calls him over, like, get over here, so I can tell you exactly what to do. What do I do?
And then he starts to walk away from him.
And then he calls him back. Nope. He's like, yo, the thing.
Hello.
Right. He didn't quite get it right. And
Mitch, I'd only half finished telling you what the play is. They're very long. You know what a thing ends in. This is you've left before I've even finished telling you what the whole play is.
I was just going to throw it to Robinson anyway.
I know that.
We all know
but
that.
Maybe don't walk away before I finish the play call so that they don't know that.
Or maybe he's describing exactly. All right, this is going to be the one where it's the run-pass option and the entire right side of the field is open, but you don't give him the ball, and instead you throw it at a guy's feet in double coverage. Coach, okay, break.
No, Coach, I'm unclear as to what you want. Is this the one where you want me to throw it away on fourth down? No, that's later.
No,
that's later in the game.
We're not at that yet. Come on, remember the playbook. All right, update, and then we're going to dive into some phone calls. Here we go.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wildcats host Iowa this Saturday at Ryan Field in a Big Ten West matchup. Limited tickets remain. Find out at NUSports.com. The Bears defense on the field for more than 37 minutes. An embarrassing 36-25 home loss to New Orleans. Typically stout D has allowed 60 points over the last two games. Here's Eddie Jackson on the Mullion Haw Show.
Man, I don't even know how to explain it. You know, honestly, you just got to get it together. You know, you got to come in, regroup, and, you know, just get everything together right now. We're not playing how we able to play. We're capable of playing. So for us, we just got to get everything together, man.
Matt Nagy, 0-2 off the bye. He'll hold a noon presser. Bears, for some reason, 5.5-point favorites for Sunday's game against the Chargers. The Bolts fumbled at the goal line and fell to the Titans 23-20. Aaron Rodgers had the first perfect passer rating of his career. Packers rolled the Raiders 42-24. Vikings over the Lions 42-30. Cowboys destroyed the Eagles last night 37-10. Patriots visit the Jets in Monday Night Football on the Score. Our coverage at 6:30. Over at the United Center, the Hawks were dropped by the Capitals 5-3 in Kirby Doc's debut. And Astros bench coach Joe Espada brought back for a second interview with Theo and Company. This update was brought to you by DEA Take Back Day. If you don't dispose of the unused prescription drugs in your home, they could end up lost, stolen, or misused. DEA Take Back Day is Saturday, October 26th. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Home of Bears Mondays, presented by your local Ford dealers and the Ford Tough F-150. The official truck of the Chicago Bears. This is a Score, a radio.com sports station.
You got to give credit. That's a pretty good team that we ended up just playing right there, even without a Hall of Fame quarterback and a special player in Kamara. They still have a good offense. They won four games in a row with their backup. But for us, that's a game that we got to win at home. I think the other part of that too goes back to the offense. You know, we can, you know, have more time of possession. I mean, it was totally flipped.
Blah 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 blah. I'm not tipping my cap to anybody today. It's a good opponent. You know, they just came in and waxed our ass after we had a full week off to get mm-hmm. ready for that, yeah. And told you we knew what was wrong and we were going to fix it. And it was the London trip and all that, or it was the mile high thin air in Denver when you're struggling there. Why does your quarterback blow? Why has he gotten worse?
Don't forget the waxing came without their Hall of Fame quarterback and without their most dynamic playmaker in the backfield and without their top tight end.
Yep.
Then you got the waxing.
Correct.
Then you got the
commence waxing.
Do you want the waxing from the really tough German woman? No. I want the easier waxing. Oh, okay. We'll give you that one. It will still wax you. Full wax. You are absolutely getting waxed off the field.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Are we ready for the parade of angry Bears fans?
Now, okay, Jay, I just, you're saying, Dan, that everybody is allowed. Jay should just put them up.
I don't want to tell Jay how to do his job.
Well, of course not.
But how should
Jay do his job?
That nothing is off the board. Everything's reasonable.
I wish you'd said this earlier. A guy called in and said that Nagy won't call run plays because he's from the Arena League.
Checks out.
I should have put that guy on here.
He is from and of the Arena.
Well,
he is.
I guess the call screener is smarter than me.
I guess.
Well, again, we have to be open to examining any.
This
and,
is a brave new world that you're leading us into. Right, here.
Yes, and call back, sir. And I assume your name is Bob.
It's like Watership Down. And,
stick with Brave New World. We need a big bottle of Soma, and we're all going to be fine. God. Humboldt Park.
Humboldt Bar.
It is Sabat on the Score.
Yeah, hi. I got two options or viewing opinion. The Bears' offense are making the defense look as bad as the offense. And I really enjoyed the pick of Khalil Mack, but that wasn't what we're looking for to upgrade our offense. Tell me what you guys think.
Go Bears!
We need to revisit our policy.
No, you're not immediately revisiting the policy.
I'd like to.
The policy is in place. We have granted an easement for today.
Damn you.
You got to sometimes.
Yeah.
If we don't laugh, we're all going to cry.
Oh, there was a whole lot of crying this last weekend. A whole lot of crying.
Yeah, for you. Your college team sucks.
Horrible football game.
That was hilarious.
No possessions in the red zone, and yet you still lost. I will get to this after the break, but there was something that got said yesterday in the post game that really kind of chapped me. And it's this idea that on offense, all you have to do, just run the ball more and you'll be fine. You know, this idea that, a couple more touches here and there and really just have to soften off the defense or what have you. You had 7 carries. I saw this too. Brad Biggs, 10 things. You read it already?
Yes.
Right? You should. Everyone should. Tariq Cohen had 9 catches. Nineteen yards.
That's not productive.
It's hard to do that. It's really hard. 9 catches for 19 yards.
That's me at the Thanksgiving football game with my family.
Was it Adrian Morrell? Was that the name that was on it?
Since 1940, only one player has had at least 9 catches and fewer yards. Adrian Morrell, 9 catches, 12 yards, 1995. It was the Jets versus the Saints. That is completely ineffective.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm at a loss. I'm at sea. I am vexed. I don't know what you do from here when we've already done the, we know what's wrong. We're going to fix it. We'll figure it out. We are going to self-scout. We know some tendencies here. We know we're good and everything's going to be fine. And then you come out and do that. And my level of trust, I don't know externally how we feel, whether or not that's reflected internally, but I don't know. There was some quit in the defense yesterday, and the behavior of some of the offensive players late in the game. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. And they're going to have to answer for being chirpy on Twitter at some point, or just not show up and answer for it at all. But that's the least of your worries. You have ineffective players on offense, and it's not singular. It's plural.
We have highly effective phone calls that are coming highly your way, effective. And you teased something as
well. There's a piece of Matt Nagy sound from last night that just sent me into an absolute shame spiral after having watched that game. It is a Built for Tough Bears Monday. You are built more for tough than we are. Your phone calls and a whole bunch more Matt Nagy when we come back. It's Bernstein McKnight on the Score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the game with all of our shows and team of football experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built for...
You need to replace your home's old fire safety equipment every 10 years. In other words, toss it 10, then start again. And the best place to start? The Home Depot. pick up the latest fire extinguishers and smoke alarms from Kidde. The alarms come with lithium-ion batteries that'll last for 10 years. Exactly the right time to start again. Today's the day for doing and saving on Kidde fire safety equipment. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Hi, I'm Julie Fontanarosa Gardner, Chair of the Elder Law Committee of the Chicago Bar Association. Abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation of the elderly are all on the rise and often go unreported. If you see any form of abuse of the elderly or disabled, report it immediately. Call the Illinois Adult Protective Services hotline at 866-800-1409. This call can be anonymous. For more information, visit the Illinois Department on Aging online.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go.
Get 5-Hour Energy at your local Circle K.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
The Bears, we know what they are. Right now, they're a blob team.
Oh, they're absolutely. Are you kidding?
They're an absolute NFL blob.
They are firmly ensconced, warmly caressed by the blob. They are right there in that blob. I trust that defense to play about as well as it has for the bulk of this season. I don't trust it to get blown out by the Raiders again and again and again.
I'd trust it a lot more if I knew what the middle linebacker was doing.
That would help some. That would help. I don't know that you have the kind of solutions available to you that they obviously found last season at 3-3 to get themselves to 12-4. I mean, you're 3-2 in a blob and hoping for things, not relying on enough.
Yeah, you don't have an identity. There isn't something you can say, here's what we do.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Show transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
Are you bending your knees or are you on your knees?
No, I'm trying to decide
whether I like you short.
I don't like
no, it doesn't really work.
It's at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and The Lawrence Holmes Show.
70,000 human beings agreed that Tyler Bray should quarterback the Chicago Bears.
Hey, man, folks were in their feelings yesterday and they
folks
were like,
are in their stupid.
At 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
Lawrence, I heard you say you didn't want to dismiss out of hand the travel situation.
Yeah, I don't want to summarily dismiss it.
We have data on this.
There's not enough.
And right before 6, when Mack and Parkins hand things over to Joe O.
When Alex Brown comes on TV, I heard you talking about that. Okay, just go ahead and say, I wanted Orton.
We couldn't crap on our quarterback, so now we'll crap on this quarterback who's playing poorly.
Show transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
The toughest part of any plumbing job, the part you don't have, when you need it. But here's the good part. Home Depot Pro Packs. Convenient, large quantity packs of things pros need and always need more of. From push to connect fittings to PEX fittings. Because in the middle of a plumbing job, the last thing you need is to run out of parts. Home Depot Pro Packs. Conveniently bundled for the pro. Conveniently available at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Got a military rebate. Offers vary by region. See dealer for detail. Offer ends 11/4/19.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I really thought our run game would be better. You know, the attempts wise, I don't know our numbers in as far as total plays in the first half, but you know, the run game early on, just not a lot there. So then you go to throwing the ball a little bit, got a little bit going, and then, you know, the start of the third quarter, we had a fumble, and you just say, you know, it's just one of those days. But it's for us, it's been one of those weeks, you know, and we need to pull together, and I'll be able to, you know, here in a little bit, go back and watch the tape, but I don't know what was the, I don't know, rushing yards was so low, I don't know, but you have to be, yeah, 17 yards, you have to. You got to be able to run the ball.
Well, he says that. He always says that, but he never means it.
He's afraid of it. He's afraid of it.
How can you be afraid of running the ball?
I think he's afraid of it. I think you hand the ball to David Montgomery once in the first half, and then you open up the second half with him, and he gives it up. You got afraid of it. I think you don't know how to use Tariq Cohen because your quarterback doesn't know how to find Tariq Cohen in a lot of instances. At least not where he can
find him. Just not down where the
he
field.
Can hurt. Yeah, not where he can hurt you hurt the defense.
They
rather.
Won't run and they can't throw it down the field.
No, it's hot garbage right now. I mean, the heat of this dumpster fire is just, it's starting to melt the dumpster itself. I mean, that's where we're at. There are problems here that echo through the next couple of years if you're not able to put the reins on it and pull this back a little bit some. Russ Schneider, the P1 for the I'm Fat podcast. Good guy. He's been on the show a couple times. Apparently, he sent us a link. Someone has already edited the Bears Wikipedia page to update all starting quarterbacks for 2019 and 2020. So it's got Chase Daniel with the one start in 19, Mitch Trubisky with 7 starts in 19, and Marcus Mariota with the other 8 starts in 2019, and Mariota with 16 starts in 2020.
Because that's the answer.
It's not, but it certainly feels a little better than now.
South Shore, Bill, you're on the score on a Bears Monday.
Hey, guys.
Built for
hey, guys. Always great to talk.
Hey.
A couple quick points. One, you know, all those cliches when you play those that Matt Nagy comment, you know, like he was saying, this is going to be the offense 2.0. Well, the only 2.0 I'm seeing is Mark Trestman 2.0 and Rex Grossman 2.0, but worse. Okay, besides that, you know, you see San Francisco 6-0. Well, two of those defensive starters came from those picks we traded to draft the worst available of the quarterbacks in the draft that you're going to have potentially at least one Hall of Famer, maybe even two. It's just so Bears that I'm getting older, man. I'm getting older, and I'm just like, I'm just never going to see it. You know, it's just really frustrating as a fan, you know. And the last thing I'm going to say is, as far as the coach, he's completely lost this team, and I don't see him really grabbing them back, man. He feels way over his head.
He seems over his head to me at this point. And when you're saying stuff about, wow, you can't let the media divide us, how about blocking somebody and tackling somebody? No one wants to divide the Bears. People want the Bears to win. People want the Bears to be good. This precipitous slide, and Bill, good luck with your existential crisis.
All the best.
As always. But, man, this was supposed to be a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And they found an identity, and their identity is a team that can't do anything on offense.
I don't really get angry. I'm not angry at Matt Nagy for saying that the media might try and divide them. I think in context that thing was fine. He's just pointing out that a lot of places are going to be coming after him, whether it's here, newspapers, blogs, Twitter, fans,
bad.
Phone calls. Yeah, of course. And that's, you know, I don't even mind that he wants everybody to put blinders and earmuffs on. That's fine too. But everybody, like your fans are the people that you need to shield yourself from with the blinders and the earmuffs. Like, they've seen this.
They were booing you yesterday.
Nobody has to make anything up to see the complete and utter struggle that your offense is going through every single game. You're afraid of the run, and it ain't just because of fumbles. It's because you can't get there. You can't find any kind of production in a run game. You can't find any sort of rhythm in a pass game, and I don't think Mitch can really climb through progressions that well either.
Southside, Jay, you're on the score.
Hello.
Jay.
Hello.
No, this is Joe.
All right, well, it's your time to talk, Joe. What do you got?
Hey, well, what's going on, man? Yeah, I'm talking about these bum-ass Bears, man. I know Mitch not the answer, but when you can't run or pass, it starts with the O-line. Like, the O-line is terrible, and this falls on Pace. Nagy refuses to run the ball, like, you know, then acts like he doesn't understand why. You only ran seven times the whole game.
But you know what, though? Like, the pass blocking was fine. I thought he had enough of a pocket yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I'm not going to sit there and take up for Mitch Trubisky. He is definitely not the answer. And how we didn't pick Mahomes or Watson over him, I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
Joe, appreciate it, man. And here's the thing. That is dead and gone. Mahomes and Watson they're playing.
Yeah,
and you got Mitch. I think, honest to God, the bigger question here, at least from my perspective, from my standpoint where I'm sitting, it's not how do you miss on Watson or Mahomes. It's how do you evaluate Mitch going forward. Is this a franchise that's willing to get themselves into a Blake Bortles situation? Is this a franchise that keeps on dragging out option after option? Rookie contract the entire way through, like the Titans did with Marcus Mariota, only finally having benched him, or like the Buccaneers have done with Jameis Winston. Who do you want to be? How are you going to go forward? How do you change and radically alter the course you're on right now? Because there's one position in the NFL that means more than anything else, and it's clear to everybody looking that you got it wrong. Go somewhere from here.
Well, Stonecutter says not signing Colin Kaepernick is football malpractice.
I agree.
It'll take him 4 weeks to get up to speed. Doesn't matter. Salvage something.
I absolutely agree.
Not just from this season, but from the Nagy regime. Second, people keep comparing this to Trestman. That's the wrong comp. Watching this unravel, I'm reminded of Gunther Cunningham's portentous words. The late Gunther Cunningham, as the Chiefs lost to his Bears in week one of 2001. This feels like the Gary Croton offense when the razzle had ceased dazzling. I remember that. Gunther Cunningham and his yellow-tinted shooting glasses. He dismissed the Gary Croton offense as razzle-dazzle BS. And eventually, he was right.
You know what? I don't think Colin Kaepernick should be dismissed as an option here. And
I'm not.
I genuinely... Oh, no, I know you're not. And I genuinely don't care that he hadn't played football in 3 years, because the quarterback that just beat you really didn't play a whole lot of football for 3 years. And it wasn't because he was taken out of the game because of something he believed. It was because his leg damn near fell off. I mean, the guy was severely, horribly injured on that field. Paramedics were worried whether they were going to keep the leg. Teddy Bridgewater got himself back into football and played fine, thank you very much. 3 years, about 3 years of not playing football. He got himself back in and eligible and active and pretty well accomplished.
Yeah, but
as the highest paid backup in the league.
That's half of the equation. The other half is any kind of public admission that the Mitch Project is having the plug pulled. Whether it does it for you or not, copping to it with everything they've invested in this, with everything they've said and everything they've done and everything they've promised, standing in front of your fans and saying, "Welp,
yeah, but
that's that."
Okay, so but what's better? I know they're between a rock and a hard place when it comes to this, but your head coach has come out week after week and said, "We have to get the running game fixed. We have to get the running game fixed."
He doesn't mean it.
And he doesn't do it.
He doesn't mean it.
Okay, so he's going to keep on doing this, and you're not going to have a running game and the same amount of or lack of success, and Bears fans will look at that coach saying the same thing and not doing anything about it. They'll get mad at him for that. I think at some point, a franchise would probably be credited with realizing they're doing a thing badly and changing course. Like, if Nagy actually did start running the ball, let's make that the proxy for the Mitch Trubisky conversation at this point. If he starts running the ball, then everybody goes, You did it. You changed. You fixed something. And okay, so everybody got 2.5 yards of carry on your 41 attempts today, but you changed something. And now you know this doesn't work either. You have to change something at some point in the NFL.
This segment is brought to you by the Sportsbook at Ameristar East Chicago. It has all the action, real-time odds, and the best prop bets. Plus, with fast 24-hour betting kiosks, there's no waiting. Grab the crew. Come to the new Sportsbook at Ameristar East Casino. Must be 21 to learn more. See the My Choice Center gambling problem. Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Hoffman Estates, Pete, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Glad I didn't get through last night because I was fired up. I've settled down since. But I want to focus on two specific drives. This is where I thought the Bears lost the game. In the second quarter, right after the Saints kicked a field goal, the Bears had two drives where they had second and two. And instead of running it on second and two, they passed it both times. And then they passed it on third down and they punt. So I just don't get it. And then in the news conference, Nagy goes, "We can't run, we can't run." He's not even trying to run. So I'm lost, I'm confused, I don't know what's going on.
We all see the same thing. The ball don't lie. We're all seeing it. I don't think the running game means anything to him.
I think he gets scared by it. I really do. I think it's the lack of attempts has to do with early success, and he told you as much in the post game last night. I mean, he told you as much. He's Kevin Fishbane, our guy, is going to be on tomorrow morning. He asked him whether or not that first run play, Dan, to Tariq Cohen that went nowhere, where are you going? Nowhere, was a gut punch. And he said, yeah, it's kind of a gut punch. That's a good way of putting it, a gut punch. The first play of a game cannot be a gut punch to an offense. You can't let a no-gain run be a gut punch when it's the first play of the game. That happens so even to good offenses. You get tackled for a loss. You get tripped on a blade of grass.
Walter Payton fumbled against the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I mean, Jesus, man, you cannot let the first play of a game be a gut punch. Are you kidding? You've got 35 more of these things.
Well, at least it's not like the headset turning off.
What the hell are you doing? How can the first play of a game be a gut punch? How is that possible?
Patrick Manley has all the answers for us, and he is going to educate us on the state of the Bears. He is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You have Bernstein and McKnight on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on The Score.
This is Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the game with all of our shows and team of football experts. Plus, your reaction, too. There's no Monday like a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford...
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Credit card companies spend millions of dollars a year to keep you further in debt. All these gimmicks like 0% transfer, 10% off today's purchase are nothing more than traps to keep you further in debt. What if I told you the solution to all your problems was only 5 minutes away? Your home has gained equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Put that new equity to work and pay off all your credit cards today with a cash out refinance. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following message is a paid ad of the Chicago Bar Association, not intended as legal advice.
Are you struggling with debt? My name's Justin Storr, and I'm chairman of the Chicago Bar Association's Bankruptcy and Reorganization Committee. If you're having a hard time financially, bankruptcy might be the right option. It's a complicated process with long-term effects, and different types of bankruptcy have advantages and disadvantages. It's not for everyone. But if you're under pressure, you should connect with an experienced attorney to learn if bankruptcy is the best choice for you.
Car today. 1-877 cars for kids.
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Today, Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply, new business customers only. 2-year agreement required, early termination.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toast.